sure are.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the singing wrestler.
Yay! Hello, Dolly, I can hold my mood. Too late, why did you light me? My journey, my journey.
What's finer than country and western music? And the people who sing it, and the people who write it and play it.
She's my one and only one. I call her my ton of fun. She's got the skin you love to touch. Why did she have to have so much? Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. She weighs about 293. That makes her just right for me. She's got everything it takes. When she laughs, she shimmies and she shakes. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. Times was hard. I was a-settin' in the kitchen on a bucket of lard. She sat on my lap real nice and easy. I got up so good and greasy. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. She's too fat for me to hug. You ought to see her jitterbug. She walks real fast with a lot of force. Then she stops and lets nature take its course. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king-size fat old baby doll, baby doll. Got a shape like a big bass fiddle, big at the top and bottom at the little. She's so fat she looks like jelly. When she laughs she shakes all over. Do I love her? I don't mean maybe. I call her my fat old baby. She's my king size fat old baby doll. She's my king size fat old baby doll, baby doll.
This is the Fat One, saying a great big howdy to Captain Bifko and the Raisin People.
It's now so long, 4 o'clock in the morning, a police car come up and gave me no one. I said, come on, boy, let's go down to the red. My lover was in the front seat, don't you see? She accused me of armed robbery down in the her at home. I tried to please her, was an innocent man. I tried to do all I can, but I said, come on, boy, let's go down to the rat hole. I pleaded with her, to please let me go. I said, that boy will cost you with a great big 44, so you gotta go down to the rat hole. Stayed 4 days and I stayed 4 nights. Rats jumping up everywhere, inside down in the rat hole. The ceiling's so high and the bunk so low, the rats jump up off the floor, down in the rat hole. Chains on my leg, it's the time I had to beg, down in the rat hole. The city jail feeds you 2 meals a day, bread and rice and water and hay, down in the rat hole. The lawyer, he came and he jumped my bail. He got me out of that dirty, rotten, stinking jail, down at the rat hole. The judge tried to give me 30 years, don't you see? They tried to accuse me of robbery, down the rat hole.
I plead the judge to please let me go. It's an old boy because we're great big 44, so you gotta stay down in the
rat hole. I tried to prove I was an innocent man, tried to do all I can, but let me out of that rat hole. Beating hard rocks is hard, don't you see? Beating hard rocks is killing me. Why don't they let me out of this rat hole? An evil woman calls me to go to that place almost called a penitentiary called a rat hole.
Rat hole.
I'd rather be 6 feet in my grave than to be down in that damn dirty stinking rat hole.
And now, back to the studio.
Well, you know, I wish we had time to play all of the beautiful Wednesday night waltz for you.
Whoops, wrong studio.
The rat hole, 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 rat hole. Fool's Paradise here, Saturday afternoon tradition, a 2-hour excursion to nowhere, finishing up there on the hillbilly side of town, the something called Rat Hole. Walter Vaughn, on the aptly named Rainbow record label. It's just okay. It's okay is what that is. We like it. Out of Mineral Well, Texas. I actually drove off, I was driving through West Texas, took a little detour to drive through Mineral Well in honor of Rat Hole. Not a whole lot there, people. Not a whole lot going on in Mineral Well. In fact, they had a big old hotel that was there because of the natural springs. That was all boarded up, very spooky. King Size Baby from our heroes, Homer and Jethro. They're on the RCA Victor record label. You know, years ago, I was in the company of the great Al Jazbo Collins and Jethro Burns. And they were very old men and they were smoking marijuana. I did not partake. I was just honored to stand there in their cloud. Big Mamu. I wish I knew more about this record. I do not know the identity of the singing wrestler. He's identified only as the singing wrestler. In fact, they give him the writing credit for Big Mamu right there in parentheses. Big Mamu, singing wrestler. Wow. That's on the Homa record label. Interestingly, not out of Homa, but out of Matthews, Louisiana. But it's a good one, and it was our honor to present it to you on the program. Aldous Rogers with maybe our favorite take of One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. Super cool one. found there on the La Louisiane record label. It says right there on the label, vocal by, in quotes, man, Abshire. Wow. Skeith McDonald, his great two-sider on the Capitol record label, You Oughta See Grandma Rock. Of course, Skeith's featured in Nick Tosh's absolutely essential Unsung Heroes of Rock and Roll book that you must read immediately if you have not. Jackie Lee Cochran, I Want to See You. Cool side from him there on the Spry record label. The great Janis Martin and her boyfriends, Bang Bang. They're on the RCA Victor record label, of course. Johnny Earl, Pullet Man. Classic side on the Gyro record label. I met Johnny Earl. He was running Country Earl's Stomp and Chomp. He was Country Earl. There in Greensville, South Carolina. And we went in there. It was just sort of like a roadhouse. But they had a meet and three lunch. And then, you know, they'd have performers at night. And as you walked up to the cash register, there were all these Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps 78s nailed up on the wall. And I asked the old guy behind the counter, like, well, what's the story with all the Gene Vincent records? And he said, well, all the Blue Caps are from all around here. They come in here all the time. And we talked for a little while, and I said, isn't Escarita from this area? Did you know Escarita at all? The guy goes, know him. I discovered him. He went on to tell all these stories. And he mentioned, well, that he had even cut a record in the name Johnny Earl. And I said, Pullet Man? And he nearly fell off his stool there. He couldn't believe it. There was a fan of Pullet Man there right in front of him. J.P. Richardson, you may know him as the Big Bopper. Well, there were Crazy Blues, great early side from him on the Mercury record label. At the top, as promised, Mickey Mouse Party, the Blue Angels. Wow. And that's from, I don't know, it's out of Los Angeles, I believe. And you gotta love the reference to Pasta Shooter. Pasta Shooter. Hey, we've got the Colleen Moore Memorial Playlist and Comments column. I'm doing a lot of silent movies these days. I'm reading an interesting book called Tinseltown that lets the reader know that cocaine and aberrant sexual behavior, well, they were there in Hollywood from the start. Colleen, not that Colleen Moore was involved with any of that. I'm thinking more of Mabel Normand. Colleen Moore was born Kathleen Morrison in Port Huron. Mabel Normand from Staten Island, by the way. Colleen Moore, born Kathleen Morrison in Port Huron, Michigan, in the year 1899. Apparently she was from a well-to-do family, and she was spoiled rotten by a lot of local uncles and aunts, and she accumulated this huge doll collection. More on that a little later. And in fact, her uncle was the editor of the Chicago Tribune, and he set up an audition with D.W. Griffith, who owed him a favor, and little Colleen Moore, well, Kathleen Morrison, always had visions of being a Hollywood starlet. She got a 6-year deal right out of the gate. Interestingly enough, she had heterochromia, you know, where one eye is a different color than the other. But, of course, alas, this was before Technicolor, so it just didn't matter. Her first appearance, 1917, in The Savage. And then she got her first starring role as a little orphan Annie, 1918. But it was really the 1923 Flaming Youth that was her launch pad, because she became the original flapper. The original flapper with her Dutch Bob haircut and her slim, not buxom, but slim body, and the short skirts, the whole deal. The free-spirited air about her, the joie de vivre. And as a consequence, she appeared in lots of flapper-oriented movies like The Perfect Flapper or Naughty But Nice. Interestingly enough, as she was this fashion vanguard, she was a slob. She just, on her own, she liked to dress in jeans and baggy sweater and saddle shoes. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote a little essay about her as the ultimate flapper. He called her, he referred to himself as the match and said Colleen Moore was the torch. So she wore, she was the super influential, huge star, completely forgotten today. She made like $12,000 a week. It's right before the Depression throughout the 20s. She ended up only doing four soundies. Her last film was in 1934, The Scarlet Letter. But she had amassed this incredible wealth and was a very shrewd investor and played Wall Street and became a partner at Merrill Lynch. What a gal. She's married four times and, as mentioned, the dolls. So many dolls. She built this castle dollhouse. Cost nearly $500,000. It had working electricity, running water, working radio and organ, and it would travel around the country raising money for charities. It is still on exhibit in Chicago, so you can see Colleen Moore's amazing dollhouse. Sadly, she gave all her films to the Museum of Modern Art over there in New York. She donated all of them. They were misplaced by a janitor and discovered years later they had disintegrated. So as a result, very few of her film output is still around. However, her name is held here in high reverence on the program. Hence the presentation of the Colleen Moore Memorial Playlist and Comments column right there at WFMU.org. She passed away in 1988 in Paso Robles and led quite a life. So we're celebrating Colleen Moore today with our Memorial Playlist and Comments column. Right now, no relation. We're going to go play, we're going to play a bowling record. And if you'd like to know about what's coming up on the program, we do post stuff occasionally on, what's it called, Instagram, under the name, of course, of Percy Helton. And then on Facebook, there's Fool's Paradise with Rex. And, you know, we'll put up eye-captivating graphics and important information for you and yours. So let's get to some bowling records, because it must be done here on the Fun 91 WFMU.
Gotta go bowling today. My girl called me on the telephone, asked me if I was all alone. Like a fool, I said that I was. She said, come over right away. Gotta go bowling, bowling, bowling. Gotta keep going, going, going. Gotta go bowling today. Gotta go bowling, bowling, bowling. Ain't got time for rocking and rolling. Gotta go bowling today. Just a few short months ago, we used to go to a drive-in show. But now our plans have really changed. Don't step across that foul line. You keep your score and I'll keep mine. We gotta go bowling today. Nothing interferes with a bowling game. We gotta go bowling today. Gotta go bowling, bowling, bowling. Gotta keep going, going, going. Gotta go bowling today. Gotta go bowling, bowling, bowling. Ain't got time for rocking and rolling. Gotta go bowling. Gotta go bowling today.
Bowling is good exercise. Come on out and join the
party bowling, just a spare was great, and my score looked good at 108. And they said if I practice, I could raise my game. So I practiced and I practiced, but I still bowl the same. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife, she can beat me, and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. Now a friend said, roll this ball of mine. It's a fingertip and you get a better line. So I tried a fingertip and all the rest, till my thumb and my fingers are in a heck of a mess. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife still beats me and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. Fun, that's what they say. So I'm gonna try to bowl another way today. If my wife still beats me and my daughters too, I'm gonna hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. I got the bowling ball blue.
Post 14 miles north of Athens on Highway 19, just 11 miles south of Canton in Van Zandt County.
Owners James and Dolly Mosley features new and used appliances, clothing, and antiques of all kinds. They buy, sell, and trade. And all you visitors to First Monday each month, Dolly and James says, come on down Highway 19 south of Canton to Mosley's Trading Post and meet friendly country folks.
Remember, Mosley's Trading Post on Highway 19, just 11 miles south of Canton in Van Zandt County.
Also remember, neighbors, the Downtown Beauty Salon, located in Old Downtown, Ben Wheeler, Texas, owned and operated by Pat Hightower. Pat specializes in perms, haircuts, coloring, frosting, shampoos, and sets. Pat features professional hair care for guys and gals. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are always welcome. So for all beauty service, visit Pat Hightower at the Downtown Beauty Salon, located in Old Downtown, Ben Wheeler, Texas. Phone 833-5533.
Driving this old Greyhound 15 years today. I loaded in San Francisco and I'm heading down to L.A. Rockin', rollin', feelin' bus driving man. I just picked up my paycheck and after I paid my bills, I've got a little glue like dinner for two and maybe just one or two thrills. Find 'em, feed 'em, forget 'em. Bus driving man. Well, I just took a look in that mirror. Good gosh, look what's sitting up there. Wow, she'll do good when she gets to Hollywood, 'cause look at that pretty red hair. Find 'em, leave 'em, forget 'em, bus driving man. Well, I'm just about to pass a long, slow truck. He's crawling up that old grapevine. Well, what do you know? It's old Giddy-Up Go. That must be Red Savine. Catch 'em, pass 'em, feeling bus driving man. Well, I'm just about to pass another old truck. He's creeping down that five-mile hill. That sure looks to me like old Dave Dudley. I'd swear he is sitting still. Catch him, pass him, feeling bus driving man. 10 more miles downtown L.A., that's as far as you ride with me. You change for Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, and Nashville, Tennessee. Drive 'em, change 'em, and leave 'em. Bus driving man.
Into the line, folks, everybody change for San Diego, Yuma, Tucson, Phoenix.
And now here's James and Dolly Mosley from Mosley's Trading Post.
Yeah, here we are again, Ma and Paul Mosley. Anyway, we enjoy doing this. This is the shortest 30 minutes that I've spent all week. I've been canning peas and tomatoes and putting up okra. Cowboy just don't see how I can work that much, be as old as I am, but he don't know how old I am. Y'all come on down and see us down at the trading post.
Yeah, y'all come on down here. I got a two-legged cat down here that y'all take a look at here. Got hung in a weed eater or something and got his leg cut off.
And his tail, too. Anyway, we got the antique furniture down there. We kind of try to keep a few pieces of old furniture around there and generally get rid of it on first Monday weekends. But anyway, that ain't all we got. We got the upholstery material, and we got clothes, and we got new and used clothing, and got everything. And y'all come see us, okay?
James, tell us where you're located. We're located 11 miles south of Canton on Highway 19, 14 miles north of Athens. Right down here on the banks of Alligator Creek.
Yeah. I'm praying for rain in Tijuana. When the grass grows, there'll be more in California. The whole population will turn on in mass if they ever legalize Tijuana grass. I'm waiting down here in San Diego. I got a pickup truck to go get myself a load. And then that Boston Tea Party, it won't be the last if they ever legalize Tijuana grass, yeah. In Tijuana grass, that's what's happening. In Tijuana grass, that's what's really in. The whole crazy country is gonna be a gas if they ever legalize Tijuana grass. I've heard the whole country's going to pot now. I ought to buy a grass farm and give it all my know-how. But whatever I'm gonna do, well, I've gotta do it fast, just in case they legalize Tijuana grass, yeah. In Tijuana grass, that's what's happening. In Tijuana grass, that's what's really in. Well, that whole crazy country, it's gonna be a gas if they ever legalize Tijuana grass, yeah.
This is KFAT in Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world.
Get my hair cut once a year and they call me country. If I done a day's work, it ain't been around here and they call me country. I just sit around with my old guitar. I know someday I'm gonna be a star and they call me country. Yeah, they call me country. And all I can play is down, 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 down. I got me a job in a little old band and they call me country.
They must have been hard up for a guitar man, and they call me country. People come to hear me from near and far. I smile a lot and play a little guitar. They call me country. Yeah, they call me country. And all I can play is down, 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 down. I went on TV on the Sullivan Show, and they called me country. People love me so much they wouldn't let me go, and they called me country. I made one movie, and this is true. I won two Emmys and an Oscar too, and they called me country. Yeah, they called me country. All I can play is down, 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 down. I married a girl from my old hometown, and they call me country. Got three of the cutest little kids around, and they call me country. I made a lot of money, had a lot of fame. They never did find out my real name. So they call me country, yeah, they call me country, and all I can play is down, 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 down. And sometimes for a mighty encore I'd play down, 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 down. Would you believe I only had one lesson? Would you listen, Dwayne? Down, 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 down.
Am I blackballing radio just because I blew one program? What do you think?
Mama. Full Spirit Ice here, Saturday afternoon tradition, a two-hour excursion to nowhere. Broadcasting from our fur-lined fallout shelter, yes, miles below the Earth's crust, and presenting the unsung heroes of rock and roll at 45 RPM. And we throw in some country. They call me country. Sanford Clark, one of his fine sides there on the Remco record label. Featuring, well, who cares? Let's not get into it. Tijuana Grass, Mr. Freddie Jack. It's cool when they're in the Gold Standard record label out of Nashville. Bus Driving Man, Spence Spencer. This is out of Fresno, the ward of the world. Not a whole lot going on in Fresno, folks. I guess they grow raisins there. Sort of sad. Bowling Ball Blues is part of a Bowling Twin Spin. That also on the Ramco record label out of Phoenix. Mac Fields. And we initiated things as promised with Guy Goodwin. Got to go bowling. They're in the D record label at a hot town, Houston, Texas. Well, we're going to jump back into the music. We do want to remind you we've got the Colleen Moore Memorial Playlist and Comments column. It's up and running currently at WFMU.org. And somebody asked me an email for some TV picks, because we're all in a situation where, you know, you have your Roku, your Hulus, and it's just like there's just so much stuff. You gotta pick. It's like going through an aisle, you know, the grocery store. Too much stuff. How do you pick? So I stumbled on a show, and I've stumbled on shows, and then only to find out they're huge hits, and everybody knows about them, and I feel like I personally discovered them. But there's one show that came out about a year ago that I really dug. No one talks about it at all, and I want to alert you to it. It's called Brand New Cherry Flavor, and it's this crazy show about a young female filmmaker who comes to Hollywood and gets ripped off by this great Hollywood douchebag guy who's just like eating sushi with his open mouth and snorting cocaine. Anyways, it is a show that has some scenes in there that I said to myself, I never thought I would see this on television. So check it out. Brand new cherry flavor. I think it might be on Netflix. And there you go. That's for you. So is this. What, I don't even know what it is. Hang on. Oh, Screaming Joe Neal. The pride of East St. Louis. Here on the Fun 91 WFMU.
Now for station identification.
Bold, brassy, and unmistakably sassy.
Oh, yeah.
This is listener-supported radio like you've never heard it before. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Shouldn't.
hadn't done that.
I just had to break you a
chance. Oh, no, I wish you hadn't have done that.
Couldn't resist the temptation of breaking your jaw.
I broke your heart.
And I broke your jaw.
Hey, baby, if you're hungry, what about big whoopee burgers, just 55 cents? Plain meaty burgers, only 19 cents. You find coffee, 12 and 20 cents. Milk, 15 cents. Sundays, only 19 cents. Chicken dinners and fish dinners and shrimp dinners, complete with all the trimming for just 96 cents. That's Whoopies, the big name in burgers, Central Park, 3600 West at Roosevelt Road, where we open all night long.
Up your love, I'm moaning like a lonely dove, because you know, sweetheart, your love was meant for me. It's been a long time since we kissed, and that's so much you know I missed, because you know, sweetheart, your love was meant for me. Sitting all day in the movies, I even tried singing our song. I just couldn't seem to get hold of myself, because I missed you so bad and so long. I want you right here by my side. For you I'd roam the nationwide, because you know, sweetheart, your love was meant for me.
$100 saving bond, the second prize won a $50 saving bond, and there will be 8 more wonderful prizes of WBOK radios. That's the Rabbit Race out at Lincoln Beach on May 6th. enter your rabbit in the rabbit race at Lincoln Beach on May 6th. Remember, you can win a live rabbit if you're in the habit of listening to WBOK. Keep the dial at 8. And now it's time to make another WBOK magic word phone call.
Well, I'm calling Mrs. Martha Smith of 1927 North Prayer Street. I truly hope she's at home and will answer the phone and give me the magic word for today. That's Mrs.
Hello?
Hello, this is radio station WBOK.
Huh?
Can you give me Hello, darling. Can you give me the magic word for today?
If it's the same one yesterday, I can.
Oh, it changes, darling. You don't know?
I didn't listen at it this morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Smith.
Yesterday it was when?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Today it is Bonds.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my.
But I'm going to put
I was so busy this morning.
I'm going to put your card back into the box.
Okay,
and one of the other disc jockeys will call you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I want you to keep that radio on even when you're working.
I
yeah?
Surely will, Mama Lou.
That's no, Radio Lord. 8. It's 8 WBOK.
Thank you, anyhow.
Goodbye.
Bye, dog.
Where's he at?
You tell me you've been looking for someone to hold you tight, to give you lots of loving while the moon is shining bright. Well, here I am,
here I am.
Mr. Johnny on the spot. There ain't a thing that this silly little old boy ain't got. I'm loaded down with good ideas for women like you. And if you want lots of loving, here I am, I've got that too. Hunting for the guy with a kiss like fire. Well, your hunting days is over if that's all that you desire. Cause here I am, I'm a perfect specimen, the kind of guy that all the gals would like to win. Now don't want to brag, cause that's not the thing to do. But if you want a kiss with fire, I've got that too. In your mind there ain't no doubt. Well, if you're gonna raise a family, somebody's got to help you out. Well, here I am, your every wish is my command. Here I am, I got the wedding band in my hand. I bought it all for the gal who could be true. So if you want matrimony, the guy for you.
He's the guy for you.
This is Ernest Wright, your man about town, with news about people, places, and things. But first, this important message from the Hampton Hair and Scalp Clinic, 2107 Drive Street. Are you losing your hair? Is your hair breaking off? Are you going bald? Then you should get a free hair and scalp examination at Hampton's Hair and Scalp Clinic today. There are many causes of baldness, and baldness is embarrassing. I get around the city a great deal, and you can take it from me, no man or lady wants to be bald. The first step to preventing baldness is to go to Hampton's Hair and Scalp Clinic at Suite 206, Universal Life Building, 2107 Drive Street. Let Mr. Hampton give you a thorough and precise examination. So go and see Mr. Hampton and take his advice. You won't be sorry, but you will be sorry if you keep putting it off and lose your hair. as Mr. Hampton told me, delay is the greatest cause of baldness. Many of the cases that Hampton refuses for treatment could have been corrected had they been caught sooner. Don't delay. Visit Hampton's Hair and Scalp Clinic today. The address is Suite 206, Universal Life Building, 2107 Dryde Street. You don't need an appointment, but you can make one if you prefer by calling Mr. Hampton at 522-8150. That's 522-8150. Don't let yourself be bald.
Telling me the same old thing. She had a married on some other night. Look at her. She didn't have to have. Take her out to a ball. But he got a straight door. He told us he couldn't afford to take no chances. If you carry the girl, she had to stand out in the hall. Just look at her. She didn't have to have. Circus Park, which he did, but he got intoxicated and wanted to make a little love. He put his arms around her neck and he knocked the wig off. And look at her, she didn't have to have.
I'm going to introduce you to a little girl who isn't from the Bronx, Queens, or Staten, and she don't care for Manhattan. This girl is the Jitterbug from Brooklyn.
Thank you.
and to strike anyone else as slightly imbecilic.
Paradise here, Saturday afternoon tradition, rolling through hour number two. Cool instrumental side there from Al Prince and band Rockin' on Bandstand. Rockin' on Bandstand. That on the Hour record label out of Los Angeles. Before that, the great Professor Longhair, later recording to Baldhead. Cool, nonetheless, there on the Watch record label. A Wardell Kizer production there. Yeah, out of New Orleans. Also out of New Orleans, or the region therein, thereof. It's around New Orleans. Roy Perkins, Here I Am. Great side from him. They're in the Melody record label. I'm looking here. Yeah. Was that out of Shreveport? Could have been. Cool one. New York sound from Eddie Moore. Touch of Your Love. They're on the Revival record label, a subsidiary of CJ Records. Bobby and Sylvia, You Broke My Heart and I Broke Your Jaw. They're in the Battle record label. Those are simpler times, people. Screamin' Joe Neal, one of the great artists of all the people. Often ask me if there's anyone, any live act you'd like to see, living or dead. I'd love to walk into a club and see Screamin' Joe Neal at the height of his powers. That or Don and Dewey. That must have been amazing. There in East St. Louis back in the day. She's My Baby on the Emerge record label. We've got the Colleen Moore Memorial Playlist and Comments column. Yeah, that's up and running currently at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for the boss Groover himself, Todd Afonik Todd, the one potato, two potato man, and his special in-studio guest, Vicki Peterson of the Bangles. Yes, she will be here in person playing some of her favorite records and engaging in some platter chatter with our own Todd Afonik Todd that's coming up in half an hour at the top of the hour. Me? What do I have for you? What do I bring? Scratchy novelty records. I'm sorry. We're back to the dollar bin. Actually, let's reverse course. Let's go to Love City. Here on the Fun 91. WFMU. Mama.
There's a little town down south of New Orleans. Down south, New Orleans. If you see it once, you know just what I mean. Yeah, baby, know what I mean. Now you'll agree that you'd like to be in Love City. Take a trip with me. Come on, baby, take a trip with me. Oh, come on, little girl.
stop this animal orgy.
Well, put on a skillet, put on a lid. Mama's gonna make us all some short and bread. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little baby wants to go and then show it. And here's what he said. He said, you better feed your kitties on some show and then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little baby wants a show and then show and then. Little baby wants a show and then. Saw some show at the bridge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mama's little baby wants showing it, showing it. This little baby wants a toy. Mama's little baby wants showing it, showing it. Mama's little baby wants a toy. Well, two little kitties were laying in the bed. One got sick and the other was dead. Oh, well, they called for the doctor. And here's what he said. He said, you better feed your kitty some show and then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mama's little baby wants a then show and then. Mama's little baby wants a show and then. Mama's little baby wants a show and then show and then.
Wolfman?
Yeah, baby.
Listen, I don't want to talk to you on the air. I want to talk to you about a career in broadcasting.
You want to talk to me about a career in broadcasting? You're on the air, man. Go ahead, tell me what you got to say, man.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's this bit about blow your mind?
This man, don't you dig it, baby?
It's okay, but what's this all the time, spitting all over the operators and everything?
Can't you dig it, man?
It's all right, man.
Huh? What do you listen to me for if you don't dig it? Huh?
I can dig it. It's okay, man.
You can dig it?
Yeah. It's...
What's your name, baby?
It's Groovy, man.
What's your name?
Dave Loebner.
Dave Loebner?
Yeah.
How's everything, baby?
With a name like this, man,
Big Barry, boss man guitar. Oh, when he strikes that rhythm, all the people come from a near and far. It may be Johnny B. Goode, sweet little 16, or rock and roll music on Maybelline. Big Barry, boss man guitar. Last year, a short while ago, he was a reelin' and a rockin', everybody knew that he had soul. In USA, singing almost grown. Roll over Beethoven, we gotta go home. Big Barry, boss man you are. Oh yeah, Barry. Well, I've told you of a man with a legend that'll never be part. Singing school days, Carol, let it rock. Around and around, all Barry's on top. Big Barry, boss man guitar. Big Barry,
guitar. Big Perry.
Remember, at the sound of the gong, you'll be hearing a Fool's Paradise favorite.
I was a boozer, a user, and a loser until I listened to Fool's Paradise with Rex on the Fun 91 WFMU. That's gotta be tight.
Kina Delgado is alive, alive!
93 KHJ.
Better believe it, baby. You suddenly, you've got an end of the moment wheel down steel show. I want to congratulate all my Grand Prix finalists this afternoon, like Gary Kuhn and Teresa Arevalo and Shirley Havener and Charlie Tuna is next for Sam Riddle on $1 Million Weekend, and he's going to be laughing it all night long, and we're going to be out there. You know exactly what we're going to do. We're going to have happy butterfly and the odd fun tackle. Been to the practice party night out there, and we're going to get it out of our system, let our hair down or whatever, whatever, man, express ourselves in some manner to really kind of a socioeconomic aspect of today's life. Right? Late Trey, Bon Trey, Dan Trey, Old Rude Days, what have you, A's. Marvin Gaye, Francis Bay, Ruth Olay, Anita O'Day, Albino Ray, Wardell, Gray, Turhan Bay, Dan Duryea, Alexandra, hey, Alejandro Ray, Simone Signore, hey, hey, all the way with George A. What I say, Peter Huntington May, Michael Renee, Curtis LeMay, Johnny Ray, Dennis Day, and Conrad Hilton. Well, you know what? You think I'm a dummy? Huh? Huh? What? I'm gonna be, you know, messing around with a lightweight, you know. It might come a time, you know what I mean?
Let's go, Joe.
Chickadee, the unwanted French fry.
You know, not too long ago, as I laid in the potato patch up north, I always dreamed of the day that I would be cut up and fried into a golden brown french fry. I dream of the big city with the bright lights. I'd lay in a golden pan under a nice little old light, just waiting for somebody nice to pick me up and eat me. I got stuck out here in this old dilapidated rundown hamburger stand where heaven knows who goes by. Nobody around here seems to like french fries. I've been here about 3.5 hours and this order is too cheap to buy a 20-watt bulb to put under me so I can keep warm. I'm Cecil, the unwanted french fry. You know, I got a cousin who went up to the city and I can just bet you that he's flying in a nice golden pan along with all my other relatives. Just tanning himself to a golden brown and people are just hankering just for a little bite of him. Well, I'm sitting here all cold and hard and just wondering what's going to become of him. Cecil, the unwanted french fry. You know, it's an awful thing when you're all alone. Nobody cares whether you stay or go. I only wish that somebody would come along and order me and take me in their hand and hold me to their teeth and bite into me and say, that french fry's good. Instead, I guess I just get thrown out like all the rest. You know, I want you to remember something. If you're ever out and you see an old, brown, broken up french fry trying to keep itself warm, well, that'll be me, chickadee. Old Cecil, order me. Take me home. I sure will be good to you when you bite into me. So I'm gonna tell you just one more once. Can I? I'm Cecil, the unwanted.
I don't know if I can stand this much longer.
I know it's upsetting.
It certainly is upsetting.
I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow. I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow. I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow.
Paradise here, the waning moments of the program. We had a twin spin there from the real Don Steele. Well, sort of a twin spin. Cecil, the unwanted french fry. That's an inexplicably bizarre record there on the Patches label. And before that, a little shot of the man himself. I'm a proud owner of a Tina Delgado Was Alive button, prominently displayed at home. There's an old air check from KHJ. The Runaways with their smash hit, I'm a Runaway. on the Cleetown record label. Big Barry, Boss Man Guitar, Big Daddy, of course, there on the Highland record label. Great take of Shortening Bread from Dave and the Customs. And what do we have at the top? Love City from The Rocks on the Goldmaster record label. Just about 14 minutes left of the program. We're going to shoehorn in some more records. Don't forget the Boss Groover himself, Todd Afonik Todd, the One Potato, Two Potato Man, with his special guest live in studio, Vicki Peterson from the Bangles. She's going to play some of her favorite records, and they will engage in platter chatter in mere moments. Right now, we're going to go to the Just Six. This is something Bo said on the Fun 91
WFMU. Mama.
Mama. Mama. Mama. Mama. Mama. Mama.
Ain't no reason for deceiving. So why are you believing? All the lies that have been telling. And the love that you're selling.
Because of their revealing nature, further scenes from the whipped cream orgy may not be shown at this time.
Thank you.
never think it's true. What it won't, by Lord, I can't use. I need money. Yeah, 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 money now. That's what I want. That's what I want. They say the best things in life are free. You can give them to the birds and bees. I need money. That's what I want. That's what I want. They give me money. I need money. Yeah, bring me money. I need money. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey.
Dedicating this final number to the folks back home.
Thank you.
gotten me into.
There's just one thing I'd like to say.
What?
Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Hello, baby. I'm just worried and upset. Why do you do me like you do? I do all I can for you, and you just worry me. Every night about this time, the same thing happened. I just can't help it.
Every night about this time, go to bed to keep from crying. Oh, every night about this time, go to bed to keep from crying. Because my baby, she always running around. Well, if love was a thing, then my money to buy. Ain't got nobody to love me. I'm going off somewhere now. Oh, 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 oh. Why don't you let my baby be?
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music.
Story from you. That's a different story from you.
That's a different story from you.
Lots of love, baby, yes, both day and night. That's a way.